Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, it's Patty's Picks with John Martin. Football picks from Patty Pump with guidance from the Kango Kid, Jason Smith.
Patty Pump and the Kango Kid.
Patty's Picks on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Let's get one thing straight. Patty don't need your guidance. So I don't know who wrote that up. I don't know.
I didn't send it in.
You know. But Patty don't need no guidance.
Stupid maybe program
you, maybe
director.
Maybe you need more guidance.
Patty is a lone wolf. Patty works on his own. He is not influenced. And he does not have his pockets lined by corrupt folks such as the Kango Kid. Now, let me give you a couple of items here before we begin, gentlemen. I feel a little bit like Howard Stern. I got, like, my contributors around me here. Really feel like the star here.
This ain't the Dan Patrick Show, folks.
Yeah, come on, bro.
There have been 19 games in the NFL with a game-winning score in the final minute of regulation or in overtime. That is the most through the first 5 weeks all time.
Feels like we've had a lot, so that makes sense.
Yes. The most ever, though.
Yes.
It could have gone either way is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. So you've been sweating. 21 games this season have been decided by a field goal or less. That is tied with the 1986 and 2007 seasons as the third most games ever in the first 5 weeks that has happened. So what am I trying to tell you? What am I trying to say? Mm-hmm. That the margin in the NFL is thin. It's razor thin. In fact, it has never arguably been thinner than it is right now. Does that deter us, though, from doing this segment every week? It does not.
Nope.
We come back. We dust ourselves off. We get punched in the mouth every week, unless it's the padlock, which I'm going to give you later. But we come back every single week, and we try again. It's like the great Aaliyah once said, dust yourself off and try again, and that's what we do every week at 1 o'clock. Let me give you some hair-raising, very scary picks.
Please do.
For Halloween Kills, in honor of Halloween Kills, okay? Halloween has been killing Urban Meyer all year long.
Is that where we're going to start?
All of those games that I mentioned, 19 games so far with a game-winning score, 21 games have been decided by a field goal or less. None of those games involved Urban Meyer. None of those games involved an Urban Meyer team. So Urban said, you know what? I'm having a hard time in America. I'm having a hard time in Ohio. I can't cover the spread, and I can't win games in the United States. So he said, I'm going to London. I'm going all the way to England. He's going across the pond, Jason.
Oh, man, they've had some dog ones over there.
And he's playing. Well, they don't know the difference.
The Jets in Atlanta was the other one?
Yeah, they don't know. Lennon always gets the crappy games, and they don't know the difference. Like, hey, Mike, what a great game, huh? I mean, that's Australia, but whatever. You get it.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, here's the deal about London. Favorites are 18-11 against the spread in London.
Wow.
You know that?
I didn't know that.
Of course I did not know that.
Pretty good number. Yeah, you got to start doing your homework, man.
I see.
Miami, however, who is the Jaguars' opponent this weekend, they have the worst cover margin in the NFL this year.
I can believe that.
They were favored against the Colts at home, and they ended up losing the game outright. And that was the only game they were favored, I believe, this season. Xavier Howard, their best defensive back, is out. So you get where I'm going here. I think at +3.5, we have to take the Jaguars in this situation.
What?
Yikes.
It's scary. It's hairy.
Man, you know, Urban hasn't done anything but
like,
found a way
like
to mess it up all season.
It's like turning off the light and saying Candyman three times in a row. Urban, yeah. Urban, Urban. But I think this is the week where he doesn't win. I don't know if he wins. But I think it comes down to a field goal. Is it five times? Excuse me. I think it comes down to a field goal either way. We like the hook in this situation. We're playing Captain Hook in London. We're getting back to our roots. Trevor Lawrence is going to have a great day. He's going to have a great day on this defense.
He's been getting closer, I guess.
Yes. He was 23 of 33 last week. And also, he's got a great running back. They gotta use him. James Robinson's got to be used. Yeah.
Robinson's been fantastic this year.
Yes. They've seen some great quarterbacks this season, Miami has. And they have allowed an average of 297 passing yards a game. Now, he's not going to have B.J. Chark. That's not going to matter. I think Trevor Lawrence moves the ball pretty well on this team. I think they cover the spread. They're going to be a lot of points, I feel like, both ways. But
he needs to find my man Chenault again.
Yes, Chenault, please. LaVisca. What a name. LaVisca.
Yeah, he didn't go to him enough last week. Do it with Xavier Howard out or whatever.
You went to him one time, and what happened? It was a 58-yard play, you know? So, absolutely. I think the Jaguars cover this game +3.5.
Interesting.
We're feeling good about that. In
Jags
London.
+3.5.
Okay, moving on. I told you this was going to be a hair-raising, very scary edition of Patty's Picks. And sometimes, you know, the picks don't really make any logical sense, right?
Well, that's the NFL sometimes, though. Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna go to New York.
Oh, here we go.
We are going on to New York, where you've got the Los Angeles Rams traveling across the coast to take on the invalids. I mean, they're in the infirmary right now with the New York Giants team right now. The Giants +9.5 is the choice. Now it looks like Daniel Jones is going to play.
Okay, that'll help him.
He was in the concussion protocol.
Yeah, hanged up.
You know. People hear Daniel Jones, and they just think he's a bad quarterback.
Not me.
He's not.
I told you that earlier this year.
He's actually like he's a capable guy.
He's decent, at least.
He's decent,
and he's athletic.
He's decent. The line opened at 10.5, and that was, I think, they were maybe assuming that it would
Daniel
be
was not
yeah Daniel Jones. It would be Mike Glennon instead.
Uh huh.
But it looks as though he is going to play. Kadarius Toney is an emerging star.
Where is this going?
Sterling Shepard is coming back. Devontae Booker is pretty good. He is pretty good. And as we saw
Barkley,
last Thursday, if Geno Smith can move the ball on that defense, then Daniel Jones can do same at home.
This is really scary stuff you're doing this week.
We're getting 9.5, guys. You know, sometimes you just like Eagles getting 7 at home last night. They covered. Sometimes when you're getting 7 or more at home, it doesn't really matter how good you think their opponent is.
I understand
how
that.
Bad the home team is.
Yeah.
You just close your eyes and you just say it's up to you. New York, New York.
It's up to them, all right.
Giants +9.5 is the choice. It's
you a crazy man.
Can I explain it?
Come again.
You just did.
Hold up. Say that again.
Giants
+9.5.
That is the pick.
Yes. It's, again, don't ask me to explain it because I can't. But it's just something inside me is saying.
You're saying home team get 9.5, I got to take it. I don't know. That's what you're saying.
And DJ's playing. Like DJ, like they're backdoor artists.
Now he's calling them DJ.
DJ is playing his best friend.
They are backdoor artists.
Like he trusts them that much.
Again, like I'm not saying you're going to be comfortable doing it. I want to make that crystal clear. You are not going to be very comfortable putting that in, but you will love it when it cashes. That is your Sinatra.
You dog catcher so far out here today.
That is because you know you guys don't take any dogs, and I feel like
I respect that part.
That's good for you.
I feel like we got to rep some dogs around here.
Okay,
we got to let the dogs out. So anyway, New York Giants +9.5.
We're getting crazy this week.
Yeah. All right, moving on to the email game of the week. AOL.com, Raiders taking on the Denver Broncos. You know, I don't think it goes beyond anything other than these two things. The Denver Broncos are not as good as their record would indicate, and the Raiders are in a desperate situation. They are coming off a scandal. They have a new interim coach, and we're getting 3.5. The Raiders are... it feels like a distant memory, but this is a team that did beat the Baltimore Ravens, right? This is a team that accomplished that at home. Now, they're not going to be at home. This is a road game, but Derek Carr is still, I believe, second in the NFL in passing yards. When that offense is clicking, they're a tough team to beat. The Broncos have a good defense. We know that. And it's going to be tough to run on them. But the good news is the Raiders don't even really try to do that. They don't try to run the ball that much anymore. And I just sort of see this being, you know, you could go two ways on it. You could say, well, it's going to be difficult to get ready for this game, given everything that they've endured. But I feel like this is one of those classic first interim coach games. They're going to want to play for him. They're going to want to play hard for him. I wouldn't even mind a money line. Like, I wouldn't even mind taking him on the money line straight up. But I like plus 3.5. Again, when you can get that hook, you know, in games that we've already established are decided so often by one field goal, I always encourage you to take those games. So we're going pretty. I think Derek Carr has a good day. I think they play pretty hard for their interim coach here, first time. I'm not saying it's going to last. Okay, I'm not crazy, but I do think the Raiders do cover +3.5 in the email game of the week. Raiders, so that's what I've got. So far. Moving on, I am making a personal rule. I am no longer going to bet against Justin Herbert for the rest of the season.
Probably wise.
I feel like he is in non-fade territory ever. And now you're telling me we're getting 3? Yeah, we're playing Baltimore. But did you guys happen to see what they needed just to beat the Colts? They needed basically to play the perfect game.
Same thing with the Lions.
Yes.
Yes. I got breaking news for you. If Carson Wentz can throw for 402 yards on you, what are you going to do when Justin Herbert comes to town? Justin Herbert is going to have a field day.
I like this pick.
I mean, look, if Justin Tucker, you can go through this. If Clyde Edwards-Helaire doesn't fumble the ball,
yeah,
right? They lose that game.
Short
to the Chiefs.
Week for the Ravens too. Right?
If Justin Tucker doesn't hit that 66-yard field goal, they lose that one.
Yeah.
And if the Colts don't blow that 19-point lead with 16 minutes left, Baltimore's sitting here at 1-4, brother.
Yep.
And I mean, that's what it comes down to. I don't know what's going on with this one. The Ravens are very good in one-score games, but they ain't playing the kind of competition that they're going to see on Sunday. Yes, it is in Baltimore, but I believe in Justin Herbert. I saw him do it effortlessly against the Raiders. The secondary better than you think. And then if we watch what he did against Cleveland, who's got a good defense. He completely, like a surgeon, just dismantled them last week in a comeback victory. I think this is a great spot. Getting points? What? I don't know what I'm missing. I feel like I don't know.
I'm with you on this one.
What's WinBet giving you?
We're getting 3. +3.
Yeah.
Chargers +3.
That's the most I've seen.
I mean,
I see 2.5 and some other places.
Yeah.
Go 3.
You can find it at 3, though. I mean, look, I think the Chargers probably win the game outright, but if you're more comfortable buying the 3, you know, I have no problem doing that. I have no problem with you doing that.
All
but,
right.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, we got L.A. Chargers +3.
L.A. Chargers +3, feeling really good about it. Okay, I told you again, this is the very scary Halloween Kills edition. Not yet. You pulled the trigger a little too early.
That's the lock of the week. Okay,
that's the lock of the week.
Let me save that. Sorry.
But
got a little quick with the trigger there.
Sunday Night Football, we have the Seattle Seahawks taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, we know Russell Wilson is not going to be in uniform for the Seattle Seahawks.
Oof.
So scary.
That is very scary. It's even scarier when I tell you that I am picking the Seahawks.
Oh, boy. You really are going with dogs this weekend.
Seattle +5.5, bro. +5.5.
A lot of points.
I mean, you got Ben.
You on a big plus kick this week.
You got Ben Big Mac Roethlisberger out there.
I don't know about this one.
I mean, he's rolling around in his grave, basically. Can't throw the ball 5 yards. Yes, they look better against the Denver Broncos.
After everybody written them off. Yeah,
yes.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
But I feel like Geno Smith could be one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And anytime you're getting plus points with Geno Smith,
the great
you watch
Geno
that
Smith.
One Geno Smith drive he scored on.
They believe in him. They believe in him. No, really what it comes down to is this. That Pittsburgh defense, they can get to the quarterback.
Yes.
But they cannot stop the pass. And I think DK and Tyler Lockett could have big days. I think Pittsburgh wins the game. But I also am betting against Pittsburgh being able to score it very much.
Well, that's... I think Najee's banged up.
Seattle's not a good defense either, but, man, Pittsburgh has just looked so anemic at times, you know, with Big Ben back there. And if Najee's not right, you know, like, if I'm going to bet this, and I am, I'm going to take Seattle +5.5 just because that's a big number to me. I know it's in Pittsburgh, but I really do. I feel like DK and Tyler Lockett have a big day. I think they have good matchups, and I like Seattle +5.5. Now, for the moment you've all been waiting for, real quick recap. We got Giants +9.5. We got Jaguars plus 3.5. We got Seahawks plus 5.5. We got Chargers plus 3. Did I go all dogs?
Yes, and Raiders
all
plus
dogs.
3.5.
I went all dogs.
You didn't notice that in your.
It just occurred to me earlier. Wow.
Interesting.
I'm a Baja man today, bro. I'm a Baja man. But I did save a favorite for the lock.
Thank goodness.
Didn't I? Didn't I save a favorite?
We hope you did.
Didn't I save a favorite for the lock? Got my eyes on one game. You can turn it up a little bit, bro.
Y'all know what time it is.
Not too far from here. A few hours to the east. And it's not happening on a Saturday. And it's not happening on a Sunday. It's happening on a Monday.
No.
I know what's coming, Wyatt. You went here.
Monday Night Football!
His favorite team, Jeff's team.
And don't take it from me. I'm going to let 3-6 Mafia handle this.
The Tennessee Titans.
This is going to be fun here. Beat him up. Break his neck. Break his neck.
Leaving Nissan Stadium in an iron lung. A.J. Brown gonna need a cart. Ryan Tannehill gonna float and ascend to the heavens because the Buffalo Bills are coming to town and they are going to wipe the field with you. Derrick Henry will be neutralized. A.J. Brown not going to be able to walk. We're going to have to get him a walker when we're done with him. I don't think you guys realize how stout this Buffalo defense is. 5, 5.5, 6, 6.5. It doesn't matter. The Titans are not going to be able to keep up with the machinery.
The Buffalo Bills.
Man, it's like an assembly line, bro. We don't have any bottleneck problems in Buffalo. You can't get a PS5, but you know what you can get? An ass-kicking in Nashville at the hands of the Buffalo Bills. Lock it in. Buffalo Bills, they're on the road getting 5.5. We don't give a damn. Titans come back down to earth. Maybe Jason gets a PS5 for Christmas.
That was great.
It will be great on Monday night. I'm sorry, Titans. You guys, the problem for you is that I got a read on you. I know when you're going to win, and I know when you're going to lose. And I have officially determined that you will lose on Monday night. Now, Trey's going to hit me up. He's going to tweet me. He's going to say, John, buy the 21. I don't have to buy the 21 because I'm getting 5. If I'm getting 5, why am I going to buy 21? So I'm locking it in. Patty's palette. We're going to 4-2. Sorry, Titans. You're going back down to earth.
That's Bills minus 5?
Bills minus 5.5. He said it. He said he didn't care if it's 5, 5.5, 6.
That doesn't matter. We're winning by 2 scores.
I put you down for 5.5.
We're winning by 2
scores. You're a real hater.
Josh Allen. Josh Allen. Say it with me. Josh Allen. The MVP campaign continues.
It's time for Creasy.
We're making our stop. Our RV is making a stop in Nashville. Thank you, Nashville. We might go to Broadway. We might go see a country show. We may support local. But we're going to whip that ass on Monday night.
I mean, the Bills do need to go in there and make a statement after losing 42-16 in their last year.
That's right. That's another thing I didn't even mention.
The sort of is their revenge tour. They did it against the Chiefs
for
the AFC Championship.
Your turn.
Scored the same number of points that the Chiefs scored on them.
Oh, but John, Amani Hooker's going to play. Amani Hooker's going to. I don't give a damn about Amani Hooker, Amani prostitute. We're winning the game by 7 or more. Lock it in.
We have the bear in the house.
Yeah, it's a little bit sadder for me because sitting here 2-3 now. Not as bad as the kiss of death, which is on an actual heat streak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, real heater.
But I had to pick out of the trash last week and took Washington, and what did they do? They played like trash. So we're sitting here 2-3. I'll hold up my record. A lot more pressure because I can only go one game a week. This is John's segment. I'm going to tell you something. Mm-hmm. I had the Titans plus 5.5 as my Justin Timberlake Drake lock of the week, especially in honor of Madness being this week. But I'm going to back off.
Okay.
I'm going to change it up.
Okay.
I'm going to give you another lock. because I really am trying to win, and I am concerned Bills aren't going to make a statement.
Jason does take this very seriously because he texts me at 4:30 in the morning wanting to know like what I'm doing. Yeah, like it's
because you do it silly. You wait till the end before Brad and I know what we've got left to choose from.
Well,
it's what cost me last week.
You can't question the methods of a genius.
The only thing hidden is your padlock.
Well, that's profitable. I told you that's a 12,000 unit play.
I'm going to switch it up and I'm going to go to what I know. Mm-hmm. What I know is that 4 years I've been beat down by a man whose name begins with two A's.
Ah, yes.
21-5. Record he's got against the Bears in the regular season. 1-0 in the postseason and the one time we've met with the rival Green Bay Packers. The Packers are 6-point favorites. I think I've seen it at 5.5 and some other places. 6 at Caesars right now in Soldier Field. And I am a Bears fan, but I've been through this before.
Oh, no.
And I know that we ain't nothing but a scout team when it comes to Aaron Rodgers. He does what he wants against us. He takes what he wants. He's going to do it again to us. And hopefully further Matt Nagy's eventual, we got to get down the path, get him fired. So I'm taking Packers to cover. They're going to blow us out of the water at home. I hate I got to do it in my own squad, but I also got to get back to 3-3 with the Chris.
But man, it might be different with Justin Fields.
This is my JT Drake lock of the week.
What am I doing?
The Green Bay Packers.
5.5? Is that what we're getting here?
Yep.
5.5, yeah. 5.5. It's 6 at Caesars, but yeah, give me 5.5.
Well, this way, Jason has guaranteed himself a victory.
Have I?
Yeah, because you're either going to win the game with the Bears or you're going to win the I guess if the Packers won by 3, that would be the ultimate problem.
Yeah, that would suck.
I turned on Kiss because the Kiss of Death actually has a little more energy this week after actually getting a win last week. We're back. We're back.
That's right.
It's 2-3 now, so we're looking at 500 squarely in the face, and because we are the home of the Dallas Cowboys, that will always be our last resort when it comes to making these picks because you got to make 5 plus a lock. We got Jason over here. So I'm going back to the well and going to the Cowboys, ladies and gentlemen, with Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs. Defense is legit. They will win on the turnover end, so they'll probably get a score on defense. You never know. At least they'll get the ball back one. So I think that they're going to go into New England with that offense. I think New England is reeling, as we've seen. And Dallas, getting 3.5 points, will win that game, and they will cover. I'm picking Dallas minus 3.5.
Okay, so they're playing New England, and they're doing it in Gillette. Now, this is very scary.
Not as scary as some of the stuff you pick.
Do you realize that Bill Belichick is damn near unbeatable at home as an underdog?
That was before the Dallas Cowboys fixed their problems.
Was he not one against Tampa? Was he not an underdog in that game?
And he's covered the spread.
Oh, he is covering. That is a concern.
He is.
That is a concern.
Since 2004, Bill Belichick is 24-11-2 against the spread as an underdog. And he is 41-17 against the spread after a loss.
There's no denying that. That's the hard part of this pick. You're picking against
that. You're zagging when everybody else is zigging, man.
But you did last week, though, too. I thought the Giants always go down there and play well. What did Dallas do? The hell, they banged them up so bad they couldn't even play.
Got hurt.
He hurt Daniel Jones. And Saquon Barkley. Like, this is a different Dallas team.
It's a different Dallas team.
Yeah, I mean, you don't do that unless you're physical on defense, John, and they were. That's how Daniel Jones got hurt. They were physical. They're a different level defense.
So, kiss of death.
I'm not going to be mad at you, Brad, for going a different way there.
Kiss of death, you can hear the game, by the way, Sunday, 3 o'clock here on 92.9.
Anyway, that is this edition of Patty's Picks. I look forward to, obviously I would like to hit all of them, but I
don't. So we got to hear about you Monday, too, because that you got to wait for that last
one
for your
That's right. The lock, you're going to have to wait. But, you know, as a wise person once said, anything worth having is worth waiting for. Right?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I hope the Titans make a fool out of you. I really won't. I really do.
They won't. Brad, you still have that song?
I turned it off.
Don't worry, we'll have it on Monday. We'll have it on Monday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're gonna look into the Kiss of Death. We're gonna have to change some things up over there. But there you go. That is this week's edition of Patty's Picks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.